This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. This is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Ms. Lisa. This is Naomi with XPO. I have an FMS number I'd just like to present to you, if you can assist me.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's 787-805-17.
Thank you for that. Could you please verify for me the client's name and address?
Sure. It is Venera Ventkalovia, I do apologize if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's 140 Gold Street, Suite 210, Needham, Massachusetts, 02494. I'm just tongue twist today. My gosh.
Oh, I have those days, trust me. Let me see something here. Okay, so you have the billing address, not the delivery
right.
address. Just wanted to make sure that I had the correct person. Phone number
yes.
646-404-0966?
Yes, that's what I have.
Okay, give me one second here just to get everything brought over. Okay, what have we got going on today?
So the technician gave the customer their pre-call, letting them know they're en route. when they get to the customer's address that I just quoted to you, that is their work address. That's not the location. Tech is unaware of that. We don't have any other address but the one I quoted to you. The customer told the tech that this is my job and gave the tech the correct address. Unfortunately, it's a 30-minute difference, and the tech is unable to complete that job today. I had to speak with the customer, and she did give me the correct address. She said to me that she got an email confirmation yesterday, and I said, you may have gotten one from Best Buy, but unfortunately, when they created your ticket, they gave us your work address. She said her correct address is 24 Lori Drive, which is in Walton.
Yeah, that's really weird because that's what I have is the delivery address, and that's what's on FMS.
Okay. We have a Tony. I don't have any other address but the one on Gold Street. We don't have nothing else.
That's really odd. Yeah, because the billing address is set at 140, but delivery is 24 Lori Drive, Waltman, and then it's also the same thing in FMS. So I'm wondering how that happened. That's really weird. Okay. Give me 1 second to notate this. Okay. And you already reached out to the client?
I did. But you're more than welcome to call her. I did speak to her, though.
Okay. Did you, reschedule her on your end? Because I know sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Or
because if I reschedule her, it's going to be for the same address. And we'll have to get another ticket for the correct address. We'll be back to square one. I'm unable to change the address in our system to the correct without authorization from Best Buy. So if you're able to create another ticket with the address, then we can definitely reschedule them.
Yeah, I can try to do that. I'm just wondering how to change it because everything's saying it's correct. You know what I mean?
I understand.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I sent the email out to my manager, letting them know that at this time of the correct address. And Best Buy confirmed that the delivery address is to 24 Lori Drive. And if we're able to change it on our end, that's fine. And then we'll reach out to the customer and get them rescheduled. But I could not reschedule her right now because I will have to get authorization from Best Buy to confirm that that is the correct delivery address that you guys have also.
Yeah, that's the correct address I have on everything.
Okay.
That's really weird. Because OMA is saying it, FMS is saying it. The only one that's not saying it actually is Breeze, where you guys get your case IDs from. That one has the 140 gold, but that's usually set to a billing address, not a address most of the time. But yeah, if that's what she gave you, I would definitely go ahead and change it.
Mm-hmm.
It never fails. I always see something glitchy, you know what I mean, that takes you a moment to be like, I wonder why it did that. You know, you get broken orders. It's weird. It's systems glitches. Okay, give me one second. Okay, so you said it's 30 minutes out of the way?
That is correct.
Is that what you guys want to do then on your end, is change it to the correct address and then reschedule, or do you want me to try to reschedule her? I can't reschedule her today. It's in transit anyhow. Try to reschedule her later.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, like I said, I can just, at this point, since it's just right now, I can only request it. I can't go in the system right now and go ahead and change the address and reschedule her. That has to be done by management. That's just how our protocol is here at XPO. So I went ahead and sent the email letting them know that customer stated and Best Buy stated that this is the correct delivery address and customers requesting to be rescheduled at this address.
Yeah, this is definitely odd. I'm going to have to look into it. I'll give you your case ID, though, and then I will see what I can do with the client and where the glitch is. I don't know if it's OMA or FMS that gave the glitch. I'll figure it out. But I do have your case ID whenever you're ready.
Sure. I'm ready, ma'am.
It's 288.
Uh-huh.
440. 286. And sorry for my confusion. No.
Like you're saying, you're showing everything right in your system, so you're wondering, like, how come we're not showing the same thing? So I get that.
Yeah, it's weird when it does this, and I think I've dealt with this two other times, and it caused us to recreate the entire order.
Okay.
So
so just to confirm, I have it. It's 288-440-286.
Absolutely.
That was it. Okay. All right. No problem. And can I get your name, please?
My name's Lisa.
Lisa. All right, Miss Lisa. I thank you for assisting me. All right.
You are so very, very welcome. If you need anything else.
All right. No problem. I definitely could call back. No problem.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. All right. Well, then you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for calling in.
You too. Thank you. Bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.